All right, you ready to see these guys? Yeah! Here they are, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, the Van Gogh Girls!
Good evening and welcome to the Charles Ripple Show. My name is Charles Ripple, and on tonight's program, we have people who have had their lives ruined by being on daytime talk shows. Our first guest is Danny Trailcart from Experiment, Georgia. Danny was on the Montel Williams Show, a show that was entitled People Who Want to Get Back Together with Their Ex-Wives, Teenage Daughters. So what possessed you to agree to come on this show, Danny?
Getting $300 and free meals and a free transportation down here, and because I got such a thick hit accent, they're going to give me $50 bonus. And hell, you know, I ain't never seen no airplane before, and I've heard hell carpe diem.
Danny, you must realize that you are a walking, talking stereotype of a beer swilling, gun toting, wife beating, shit all stupid, redneck, backwoods fuck. Showing it to the rest of the world.
Well, I thought I could hitch back together with my ex-wife's teenage daughter.
But that didn't happen now, did it, Danny?
No, sir, no, it did not.
Won't you tell us what happened when you went on that show?
First of all, my ex-wife hit me with an intern. And, then they brought out her daughter, and she said she hated me, never wanted to see me no more. And then they brought out my current wife, which was a surprise to me, to say the least. And she tore my marriage contract, told everybody I couldn't get up on live TV, Charles. And then Montel had a stagehand, told me, damn, I'll beat you about the head and shoulders with a microphone stand.
Well, that's not all the embarrassment you suffer now, is it, Brandon?
Danny.
No, because then they brought out your other wife, who left you on the show because of your bigamy. Then they brought out your boss, who told you you were fired. Then they brought out the head of your local hospital, who told you if you showed up there injured, you would not be treated.
I'm also now unable to legally own property.
So you gotta know that shows like this chew up ordinary folks like you every day. So why in God's name did you go on that show?
I ain't never been what you call real smart.
Why did you agree to come on this show when you've already ruined what little life you had?
Well, I'll tell you what the money I made from a parent here tonight to help pay for my gay lover sex change operation. Charles,
do you even know why you're here tonight?
Well, sure, your assistant said I was going to get to meet other people who also want to assassinate the president so we can form ourselves a conspiracy.
All right, let's get some audience reaction from this. Let's see. Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, I got something to say to that mother scratcher there in the middle. What's his name, Kenny?
Danny.
Yeah, first off, I think you're a creep. Second off, the stuff you're doing with that teenage ex-wife daughter thing, I think that makes you a creep. And third off, I can't speak for everyone in this audience here, but I think you're a creep.
Get him! Our next guests are Matt and Keith. They are from Stimulus.
What power?
What power?
What power?
Settle down. Settle down, fellas.
What power?
They are from Stimulus, Wisconsin, and they are from a group called WARM, the White Aryan Resistance Militia.
What power? Power.
Now you were on the Jerry Springer Show, a show about racism and homophobia.
Homophobia? That means you boys is the scariest fairies.
That's right. We went on the Jerry Springer Show and talked about the role of the white male heterosexual society today and how it's been trampled on by the media.
That's right. We just wanted to get on the TV and tell everybody how we thought all the blacks and the Jews and the queers and the women should all be shipped back to India from where they came.
So, what happened when you went on the show?
Yes? Jerry,
yeah?
Jerry Springer talked us into having sex with two big black guys.
Hispanic lesbian football woman with one of them strap-ons.
Let me get this straight. You guys, you hate African-Americans and you hate homosexuals.
Yes.
Yet Jerry was able to talk you into doing this in front of this live studio audience.
trial, Jerry can be real persuasive.
Have he talked to you about this before the show?
Yeah, it did come up. It's just that when it got to that point in the program,
we just felt pressure before.
How has this affected your lives?
Well, first, we didn't think it'd be all that big a deal. They made me get heckled outside of Winder. And you know, we really didn't think it mattered all that much because they used a lot of long camera angles and a lot of arty kind of shots. And they put these big blue dots over our ass. Can I say asses here on the television?
You just did?
Great. So you didn't see any actual penetration there, Charles.
Yeah, it was very European. Guys in my local warm chapter legally changed my name to Cocksucker. And Charles, I didn't suck any cocks.
No, I will vouch for that. They also canceled our newsletter prescriptions.
Well, boys, we got a little surprise for you. We got Jerry Springer backstage, and he's going to try to talk you into doing it again for us, all right? That's all. I just want to leave you with a couple of observations. People who appear on our show, well, they can be described as creepy, giving people the creeps. My opinion of them is summed up best by one audience member who said it very well. Hey guys, I think you